Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Today is Tuesday, October 27th, and we have a very special guest today. We have Miss Donica Knight, and I'd like to introduce you to Miss Knight right now. Hello, Miss Donica. How are you?
Hey there, Catherine, and hey, everybody. I'm doing great today. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. So you're from a small town called Millbrook, Alabama, is that right?
That's right. That's where I'm from.
All right. So what's it like there?
Well, I know a second ago you said, how was it today? And it's a little bit rainy. But Millbrook is just a wonderful town. It's full of great people, and there's some land where you can ride four-wheelers around and get a little bit of the country. And it's not too far from Montgomery, which is our big city and capital.
Definitely heard of Montgomery. Outstanding.
Yeah.
So great. So I had a chance to listen to your song today, and I want to tell everyone it's called Love Ain't a Prize. And I have to tell you, Donica, it's absolutely fabulous.
Thank you. Really
like it. Good job. So let's talk about that.
I'd love to. And I'm so glad that you were able to listen to it. I don't know if you saw the video, but it was the first time I did this real deal video with a makeup person and the director and several camera guys. And it's called Love Ain't a Prize. And you can find that on Vivo. Just go to YouTube or Vivo and you type in Donica Knight, D-O-N-I-C-A. K-N-I-G-H-T, or Love Ain't a Prize, and it'll pop right on up to the top. But it's my first single off my new EP, Can't Buy a Southern Girl, and it was released 3 weeks ago, and on November 1st, which is right around the corner, it's going to be available on iTunes and Amazon and all sorts of distribution areas. But right now, it's on my website, and you can go and look it up on my website, see my video, and if you want to purchase it, it's available for purchase because I wanted to offer it to my fans and my friends first before it became available on iTunes.
That is fantastic. It must have been really fun doing the video, too.
Oh, man, it was a blast. I said, now I got the video itch, so I'm going to be burning some wallet because it's so much fun. I had an absolute ball. Everybody on set had a blast, and you can see it through the video that we were giggling and just in the zone. And it was a live performance video, so the whole time we were playing the song on repeat and playing it live. And then it also has a concept behind it as well, because I wanted to show people my live stage presence as well as have a storyline behind it, because Love Ain't a Prize is a really powerful song to me and to some other people that have been listening to it. It's about self-worth and how that your love, it ain't a prize, and that you have to earn respect and you have to earn my love, because a ring without meaning behind it is just a ring. And
I really, really like that. The concept and everything you just said is really powerful.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad that it popped out of my brain and the two co-writers' brains while we were all collaborating on it. I'm so proud of this song, and I'm proud of the direction that it's going in this whole record. It's the first time that I can say that I had creative control input, and this is 100% me. This whole EP is up tempos, which is really exciting, because when you come see me live, I love to have a good time, and I like to hop around and rock out. And
high energy, right?
Yeah, this EP really shows that. And I can't wait till everybody gets to hear it and gets to hear my other songs on it. And then after that comes out, I can't wait to share my softer side as well and some ballads.
That is fantastic. Yeah, that song, it has a lot of meaning, and it's very, very, very powerful. And And I would really encourage everyone to go and definitely listen to it. And it's just it's a beautiful song.
Thanks. And if you like banjo, it's got a little bit of banjo action in the song as well. And
I really liked that, Donica. That was really cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Each track on this new record, there's one instrument that I wanted to highlight and just bring the track to life. And on Love and a Prize, it was the banjo. And then later, once in January, when Can't Buy a Southern Girl drops, you'll hear all the different instruments in the other songs, like saxophone and some horns. And I'm just really excited.
That is really cool. So when is that dropping?
It's dropping in early January.
Okay. Make a note of that.
Mm-hmm.
That is neat. Well, awesome.
Yeah.
So how when did you know that this was your thing, that you had a really, really great voice and an amazing talent? And when you were a little girl, is that something that you always dreamed of doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I loved singing. It was the first thing that I did. Instead of talking, I was always just singing words. And it was a passion and a gift that I had at a young age. And I had my first solo in first grade, and there was 90 kids in our class, and there was only one kid that got a solo, and the music teacher gave it to me.
Wow.
Which, so she had to have seen something. And I always had the solo growing up, and I played in church, and it was always this gift, and I loved singing it, and I always wanted to become a singer. But life kind of continues on, and I never thought that it could be possible. And so I went to, after I graduated high school, I went to college, and I was studying special education, and I was studying exercise science. And I had 2 years of that under my belt, and then it just hit me that I've been given this gift of singing, and I have a voice, and I need to use it. And ever since then, I ended up leaving Auburn, and that was the hardest decision because I love Auburn University. I love my sorority. I loved my friends. I loved all the sports involved. And but I did choose the road less traveled, and I decided to pursue my music. And we'll never look back. It's just been the hardest yet most amazing choice that I've made. Are one of the most amazing choices I've made in my life.
And I truly believe when we're given these special gifts, we really, really should use them. And sometimes it just takes, like, you know, a sign or, you know, a lot of deep thought and soul searching to say, well, you know, I'm a young woman and I have this going on. And like you said, I'm in school and I love what I'm doing. But then again, on the other hand, I really just want to get out there and show the world how talented I really am and what a gift I have. That must have been really hard. I could imagine that would have been a difficult decision.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you on, I think that everybody is given a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes it's easier to point out other than others, but everybody's been given at least one amazing talent, one gift. And
right.
I truly believe that our Creator gave us that gift in order to survive on this earth and to help other people with our gifts.
Absolutely. Well, I'm really glad that you chose this path because, like I said, your voice is just, oh, my gosh, it's just amazing. Now, let me ask you a couple more questions, my dear. So what do you play any instruments?
Well, funny you ask. I was just fiddling on the guitar a second ago. But when you come see me live, I'm normally not playing an instrument because I like to grab the microphone and I like to run around and hop.
Oh, you're
but
adorable.
When it comes to the writing room, yeah, I hop around, high energy.
Yeah.
But when it comes to writing and just for self-enjoyment, I do play a little bit of piano and guitar and mandolin. But nothing like anybody that I've seen play. I am not good compared to everybody that I work with. So that's why I just stay behind the microphone because I know that's where my talent lies.
Right, and you're probably very comfortable there, right?
Well, it's definitely been, I'm very comfortable there now, but it's been a process of learning to become comfortable there and being in my own skin.
Right.
And, yeah.
Do you ever get nervous, Donica, when you're up there on stage?
Every now and then I'll still get the jitters. It just depends on how I feel that day and what type of show it is. But that's a very rare occasion. But I like when I get the jitters and the nerves because that makes me know that I'm still there and I'm alive, and I like to use my jitters and nerves to put on a better show. But that happens less and less the more that I perform. And I've been performing for a while now, and I've been able to do several different performances and shows and open for different acts. So my jitters and nerves are slipping away.
That's great. And like with anything, I think the more we get out there and do it and the more time that goes by, you know, like in 10 years it'll be second nature, or 5 years it'll be second nature, you know.
Oh, yeah. And it already has become second nature to me. And sometimes I cross my fingers wanting to get the jitters. So hopefully 10 years from now, I'll still get them here and there.
Absolutely.
Because I like to be challenged.
Who would you say, if you could perform with any artist, who would be like your dream artist to collaborate with, Donica?
Well, my favorite vocalist and musician is Miss Bonnie Raitt. I love Bonnie. I think her voice is incredible. I love the soul, and I love her story, and she's just so talented. That's the dream person that I would want to meet and collaborate with one day, really just to tell her how much of a fan I am. And I try not to get starstruck over people because we're all human beings. But I don't know what would happen if I met Bonnie. I probably would freak out. But I would love to sing with her and just talk with her.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it? That would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And also, I really like Shania Twain. And I think she puts on a great show. And that's one concert I've yet to see. And I had tickets this year, but then I had to work. And I was sad. I was like, no, because I had my tickets. And I had made sure they were good ones, and unfortunately, I couldn't go. But it was a good unfortunate reason because I had a show. But I love Shania Twain and how she carries herself in her character, and I love the messages and the humor in her songs that she writes and sings about.
Absolutely. Where are some of your favorite places to perform? Like, where have you performed, and where would be, like, the ultimate in the next year or two that you'd really like to be up on stage performing, Donica?
The ultimate would be, I would love to be on a tour with a known act where you have a certain tour and a certain amount of shows that you're doing with that act. That's my goal for next year, and I hope to accomplish that. So that is one of my dreams. My ultimate dream is to tour. After I've toured the United States, I would love to go overseas and see Australia and go on a tour there, as well as Europe and China, and just see the world. And as far as my favorite venues that I do, since I am from Alabama and I went to Auburn, it's always special to me to go back to my roots and to go back to my home place and sing to my Auburn Tigers and my college friends and my Auburn family. But I really enjoy festivals, and I've been given the opportunity to perform at some big festivals like Toad Lick in Alabama and open up for some really known acts like Kid Rock, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Little River Band, Kelly Pickler,
yes.
Jake Owen. It's just been an incredible ride so far, and I know I'm in the beginning of my riding career.
Right. Sounds like you have so much under your belt already, though. You know what I mean?
I do. I have a lot under my belt, and It's been a couple of years that I've had some experience and work in this field, and it blows my mind the experience that I've had with the short amount of time that I've been doing this.
Definitely meant to be.
Bye.
Absolutely. So if you, what would you say some of your hobbies are?
Oh, geez. Well, I'm from the South, so I love the outdoors, and I love anything active. I was a big sports girl growing up. I played softball, volleyball, and basketball. So I love going and – thank you. I love doing anything active, like going to a bowling alley or going to the golf range and hitting golf balls or going to the batting cages, anything sports related. But then also I like going to the lake and just chilling by a fire and popping open a bottle of wine and singing and looking at pretty scenery and going for rides. I love to get on the back of a motorcycle or either in a convertible car or something and just let the wind whip my hair around and soak in the sun and the scenery.
You're just so down to earth. I just love it.
Thanks, Catherine. I'm sure you are. I know you are as well. I'm just enjoying talking to you.
Thank you. You're so sweet. So do you travel much right now, Donica?
I do. I've been traveling a lot. I used to not travel very much. And lately, over the past 2 years, I would say, I've really been hopping on planes and flying around. I know last week I got back from Hawaii, and that was for pleasure. It was the first vacation I've taken in Lord knows how long. But I knew I was dropping this single, and I was dropping my album. And once you do that, you know, you blink your eyes and a year has passed by, sometimes two, and you want to go on a vacation. So I decided to take one beforehand and check something off my bucket list. So I did go to Hawaii, and I've been going to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I travel a lot on the Southeast, playing in Mississippi and Florida and Tennessee and Georgia and Alabama.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. I'm glad to hear that you got a vacation in, because, you know, once we all get just so crazy busy, and then with your schedule and touring and when your album drops in January and stuff, and it sounds like you're a really, really busy girl. So it must have been nice to just go over there and relax.
It was awesome. It was. I think the great thing was just going and turning off the phone and going and just enjoying myself and the scenery and my friends, and it was awesome. We went swimming with dolphins. There was like 50 dolphins swimming around us. We went swimming with the sea turtles, and we rode four-wheelers in this ranch is where a whole bunch of films are shot in Hawaii. Jurassic World was shot there, as well as the TV show Lost. And one of my favorite movies, one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies, 50 First Dates, was shot. And I just got to do so many different activities. I did paddle boarding. And I just really kind of fell in love with the ocean.
Oh, it's incredible over there, isn't it? Just absolutely just it's paradise.
It is. I know.
It is.
Whenever I left, I had to look out the plane. Mm-hmm. And I turned my bottom lip down, and I kept grabbing the window. I was like, no. It made me so sad.
That's so funny. You know,
incredible.
It's so funny because my next-door neighbors are there. They've been there for like a week and a half already. So when you said that, I was like, gosh, I that's like a sign. I need to go back there because my next-door neighbors are there. And you just went there.
You do need to. In this,
It
was my first time going to Hawaii. And
My
friend that I went with said, we're not going for a week because that's not enough time. So I went for 12 days, and you have to go that long. Because it's a long flight, and if you just go for a couple of days, then you're not there long enough. You really need at least over a week to wind down and get a feel for the island. Yeah. Which island did your friend go to? I went to Oahu.
She went to Maui.
See, that's now on my bucket list. I haven't gotten to go there yet. I only went to one island, and I still didn't have enough time to see everything that I wanted.
I'm with you. When I went to Oahu, and I was there, I think, for just shy of 2 weeks. It was just, like, perfect. It was beautiful and so much to do and so much to see. That's a good trip, you know. That's a great vacation.
Yeah. I went at this place called the Chart House, and I think that they ended up, we became a regular for the short period of time we were there.
Because
we ate there at least 5 times.
Oh,
but they had this garlic chicken, and it was incredible.
Oh,
it was so good. Hmm?
So, Donica, can you let everyone know where they can find you online, like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and especially your website, too, because I know we have a lot of listeners today, and I always like to make sure that everybody gets their information in so that we can share all your stuff with the world.
Thank you. I would love to. So you spell my name DonicaKnight. Donica Knight. I was named after my daddy, Don, so that's where it came from. But I have a website, and it's www.donicaknight.com, and I am connected on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that social media places, and you can find that on my website, book, Instagram, and Twitter, and type in Donica Knight, and I'll pop up. And I do handle all of my social media, and especially Facebook, I respond to the messages on my Facebook. So if you want to message me and talk to me, I'd love to talk to you. I also have a mailing list on my website, and you can join that. And when I perform wherever you're located, I'll send you a notification, and also anything that is coming up in big news, like November 1st is when Loving the Prize will be available on iTunes and Amazon and all the distributions. And also, it'll inform you when my EP will be dropping. And I can't wait for you to hear that because there's some great tracks in there. One of my favorites is Acting Like a Lady. And it's sassy, and it is rock and roll. And it says, if I'm acting like a lady, don't expect me to apologize. And it's... It's great, and it's a jammer, and it'll make you smile when you're listening to it. And then also,
well, we have a lot of good things to look forward to, Donica. It was such a joy to meet you today. Thank you so much for being my very special guest. And there's one other thing I wanted to say. I feel like you're such an amazing role model for young women, and you just wanted to say for all the young women that I know out there. I just want to say thank you for that, Donica. You're really very special and very talented. And thank you so very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Miss Catherine. I enjoyed it. And I thank you for saying that about role model, because reputation is key, and reputation is everything. It's who you are.
It is.
Stay true to yourself.
Important. Well, thank you. Well, listen, you go and have a great day, and we'll be looking forward to hearing more from you, my dear.
All right. Thank you, sweetie.
Okay. Thank you, Donica.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, sweetheart. Okay. Bye-bye. So, again, everyone, that was Miss Donica Knight. Isn't she just a doll? She's such a sweet, sweet lady. And she's just, like I said, I think she's a real role model for young women. And not to mention, she is absolutely mega talented. So I'd like to thank her. I'd also like to make a shout-out to my friend Joanna and her beautiful Coco Mao. She's my favorite designer out of New York City. Thank you so much for listening. And I just got a tweet, and my friend says, Donica, wish you the best and really love the interview. You are an awesome artist. Thank you for that, Joanna and Coco Mao. That's very sweet. So again, Donica, thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you enjoyed the interview as much as I did. And I hope you all have a fantastic day and a great week. Talk to you soon. Bye.